Bay and South Devon's most fun breakfast show.
Big story in the Sun today. Sir Alex has taken a swipe at Roy Keane's chances of becoming a top boss at Old Trafford. Fergie reportedly questioned Keane's ability to be a manager just 24 hours after David Beckham tipped him to be the perfect replacement for the Man United chief. Talking about Sir Alex, we've done him a bit of a special song here. Have a listen to this.
Oh, my apologies. Who are you going on? Aye, I'll take a wee half now, laddie. Glazer, you got to let me ken. Where should I stay or should I gain? If you say I'm a disgrace, I'll pack my kilt and leave this place. The Reds are on an all-time low. So should I stay or should I go? It's always keen, keen, keen.
That's the way I tell him how it is.
And what he said were very mean. Indeed, such a lovely bloke. A few fair games he has a poke. So gang of strolls, he'll let me know.
Actually, I'm a strawberry blonde.
It's still Wenger, me and Mourinho. Should I stay or should I go now? I'd stay to shut up Mourinho now. To stop the Blues winning the treble. And burst all Arsene Wenger's bubble. So if the Yank will let me know. Should I stay or should I go? My fixed decision's bugging me. I wish I hadn't set him free. Wee Rooney Disney have a clue what his old lady gets up to.
Come here, boss, calm down, will you?
I'll buy a coat like Mourinho if my new Danny let me go. Should I stay or should I go now? I'd stay to shut up Mourinho now. I think my boozing's causing trouble. On second thoughts I'll have a double. So if the Yank will let me know. Wait, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
Dave, you're a Man U fan. They played Chelsea last week after the match. Recordings were discovered, reportedly recorded in the Man U dressing room. I've given you a sneak preview of the tapes. Do you think they're genuine?
Absolutely, 100%.
There you go. We're going to be playing them shortly in the next 5 minutes here on Edgy in the Morning. So Manchester United played Chelsea last week, and after the match, recordings were discovered, reportedly recorded in the Man U dressing room. I think I have the tapes. I rang Man United late yesterday. They refused to comment. Do you want to hear them? We called it Trafford Gate.
Ah, flaming Nori. Harry, come here, Giggsy, and give an hand to lace up my boots, will you?
My God, Wayne. Who ties him up at home, boyo? His dad, probably.
Get lost, Scorsese, you ging and get. Me mam does it for me and me dad, if you must know.
I've told you lot, it's not ginger. I'm naturally strawberry blonde.
Oh, can it, will you? Sir Drinks-a-Lot's on his way.
Yes, dear. Sure, I go now. Oh, my head.
Gino, me old mucker. Who you going on? I know you didn't mean all those nasty things you said about us in that theater.
Oh, no, of course I didn't, boss.
You stole me basketball, aren't
Lying
you?
Lying, get you.
Ah, shut it, Shrek. You'll be getting another nuggie, so you will.
You dare, and I'm telling me, ma'am. That last one really hurt. You're rubbing me hair off.
Ah, to be sure, you're going bald anyway.
All right, pack it in now. We've got a big match against the Blues, and I know old Hosey will be there in his technicolour overcoat asking for 110% out of his boys. So I'll keep it short and to the point. I want you to go out there and give us 111%.
This will be smart thinking, Mr. Ferguson.
All right, Van Nistelrooy. Smarter thinking from you, but to score a goal now and then. As I was saying, remember, it's a game of two halves. The team that scares the most girls will maybe win the game. So go out there, enjoy yourselves, and if you need us, I'll be on the bar now. We have, you know, just to keep the call, dude.
Hey, Giggsy, did you understand any of that?
Not a word. Me, Ronnie, you're a success man.
Tottenham, taking your sweeties off you. Unless you score a goal.
Torbay and South Devon's Gemini FM.
Have you watched I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here last night?
I saw a bit, because I saw David Dickinson go in.
Well, this was a bit of it.
Why, aye then, Dick. It's been another exciting day in the jungle yesterday.
What do you mean, like, Ant?
Well, Kimberly, apparently she cracked one of her ribs yesterday.
Was she doing one of the trials, like, Ant?
Well, you'd think so, but no, apparently she was listening to Edgy in the Morning and she cracked the rib from laughing so much.
I just took that off last night's television programme. Amazing what you get off telly nowadays, isn't it?
Okay. I didn't like Kimberly anyway.
Craig from Big Brother here in the studio this morning. Craig, I've made this up for you. Do you want to have a listen?
Okay.
This is for you.
2 days before the start of Celebrity Big Brother and Series 1 winner Craig Phillips is making one final desperate plea to Channel 4 producers to let him back in the house.
Aye, come Ed, will ya? You gotta let us back in. I'm a bona fide celebrity now. I've got me on DIY shows and I've done loads of stuff on the telly since. Sorry, Craig Elfine, but we've got a bit of a problem there, you see. Like what? They haven't been complaining about me banging and screwing all night, have they? Oh, no, not at all, Mr. Phillips. It's just having recently starred alongside Edgy in Panto, you're simply far too famous now to be in any celebrity reality show. Oh, no, I am not. Oh, yes, you are. Flippin' Nora, don't start that again, will you?
Do you like that?
I did like that, yes.
There you go.
Your impressions.
I can't lay claim to them. My mate Jacko's really. I'm not as good as my mate Jacko here on the impression, so I don't even try.
No.
We've got more for you a little bit later on. We have Captain Hogwash aboard the good ship Gemini, and also the Grockle brothers. They're two characters on this show. Plus, Elfish Presley will be on the building.
Army hearties, tis not working out with me new cabin boy Craig. I'm fed up of listening to him banging and screwing all day, so I is making him walk the plank. Any last requests, Craig, you scurvy dog?
Yeah, I have. Can I not have another kind of punishment?
Suppose I could make you be a guest on Edgy in the Morning.
Sod that. I'll take me chances with the sharks.
Right now, it is time, Colin, for Grockle Brothers the finale. Here they are.
Grockle Vision.
Yes, Grockle fans, it's the season finale of Grockle Vision with an extra special celebrity guest, Edgy.
Grockle Vision.
Oi, but oi, ain't it great that Edgy's coming on our show today, Cooker?
Yes, Garoy. It'll be a pleasant change having somebody of our intellect on the show. Here he comes now. I do a joy. You're right, Cooker.
Oi, oi. Hello, boys.
I do a joy. What brings you down here to Grockle Vision Studios, a joy? Have you come for a nice kip of tie?
A kip of tie? I haven't worn one of them since the 70s, mate.
Not a kip of tie, a joy. A cup of tie with milk and sugar.
Sorry, boys, but with those dodgy Brummy accents, it's all just a noise. I've actually only come on to make a statement regarding your future at Gemini FM.
Oh, right. So are you going to extend our contracts then, Edge?
Not exactly.
What is it then, Edgy?
Well, Gary, Barry, you're both fired.
Oh, don't sack us, Edgy. We'll do anything, Cooker. Wash Black Thunder, make the tie. I'll even clean the studios with a brush stuck up me for £20 a week.
No point, boys. Colin Leslie does that job for half the price.
Grockle Vision.
That's the finale.
How true it is.
Of Grockle Brothers. I'm sure they'll be back in the summer now and again, but that's the finale. Good luck, of course, Torquay United versus Birmingham City tonight. It is the replay.
So. I feel very positive about it.
In the news of the world, moan of the match, okay? Girls fans suffered the most awful FA Cup anthem of all time, a hideous version of The Smiths' Panic. And, of course, that's the song we invented here on Gemini FM. If you haven't heard it yet, this is it.
Panic on the streets of Dudley, panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could Torquay go and win again? The Blues take on the goals again. I wonder to myself, hopes may rise down at Claymore. Steve Bruce, your job's not safe here. Leroy's goals are gonna take it to the Blues. But there's no panic on the feet of Kevin Hill. Like gulls fly round the harbour side, I wonder to myself. If we can just beat Birmingham, hang on in their talkie, 'cause the football that they constantly play, it says nothing to me about losing. Hang on in their talkie, 'cause the football that they constantly play. On the talkie streets that you slip down, seaside town you jog around. Hang on in there, hang on in there, hang on in there. Hang on in there, hang on in there, hang on in there. Hang on in there, hang on in there, hang on in there. Hang on talkie, hang on talkie. Hang on talkie, hang on talkie. Hang on in there, hang on in there, hang on in there.
No sense of humour, these News of the World journalists, have they, eh?
Just think of the reviews if you'd have sung it.
Oh, my goodness, it would have definitely been slaughtered even worse then.
Morning to you, Edgy, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to the whole of South Devon and Torbay. Now, don't be thinking just because Lenny the Leprechaun hails from the Emerald Isle, he's going to spend all day in Seamus O'Donnell's bar drinking the black and tan. Not at all. I intend to spend all evening in the place, too. That'll be your round again, then, is it not, Edgy?
Devon's Gemini FM, St. Patrick's Day live this morning from Seamus O'Donnell's. It's myself, Edgy, here, and Colin as well. And we're sat here with a pint of Guinness, which is superb, isn't it?
That's the way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
If you want to come down and have a pint of Guinness, it'd be great to see you. We're here at Seamus O'Donnell's. On the way next here on Gemini FM. Stay tuned.
Edgy in the morning on Torbay and South Devon's Gemini FM.
Lovely. 8:22, it is Gemini FM. The Oscars are on Sunday, and right here on Edgy in the Morning, all this week, we've invented the Herberts, and the awards ceremony was last night. Have a listen to see how it all went on.
And now, live from the Beverly Hills Travelodge, my lords, ladies, gentlemen, and members of the Academy of Out-of-Work Thespians, welcome to the 78th annual Herberts Awards for Achievements in Stage Pantomime.
Ooh, this is very exciting.
I know. Edgy, dear boy, we're all terribly proud of you, darling.
Indeed, 'tis 87 since I was bestowed such accolade.
What did he just say there?
Shh, Colin, it's thespian stuff.
And now, to present the award for most convincing ventriloquist duo in stage pantomime, please give it up for Dame Eliza Tyler Collins.
Ah, my third spouse, and indeed fifth.
And my present Thursday afternoon lover, darling.
Oh, thank you, dear fellow. The nominees are Keith Harris and Orville, Roger De Courcy and Nookie Bear, Bob Kettlegees and Spit the Dog, and finally, the winner is Edgy and Colin Leslie.
Come on, Colin, we've got to make our acceptance speech.
All right, but this time, just make sure you warm your hands up before you stick them up me jumper, OK?
It's a got the gear, a got the gear.
Oh, he's great. Fantastic. 8:24 on Gemini FM. Right now it is 8:38, and it's time for a Frosty the Snowman Boxing Day special.
Frosty the Snowman, he was not a nappy soul. Smokes a corn cob pipe, got a carrot nose, but he doesn't like the cold. Frosty the Snowman hates the fact he's made of snow, 'cause he knows he'll melt if it wasn't cold, so it makes him moan and groan.
Hello, Edgy. You'd think it'd warm up a bit now Christmas is over, wouldn't you? I see they're making you work on a bank holiday, mate. At least you're not stuck outside like old Frosty. I didn't seem to get that scarf that I asked you for Christmas, did I, you tightwad? Poor old Frosty's just gonna have to go on eBay this afternoon and buy all the presents you got yesterday. I hope there's a nice woolly jumper on there. See you next year, Edgy. If I don't freeze to death first, that is.
Frosty the Snowman. Away for another year. Looks like we might get snow possibly later in the week. The
Foreign Office has been forced to deny claims that British diplomats have been spying in Moscow. Russian intelligence officers are claiming British agents planted a transmitter in a fake rock on a Moscow street. It gets worse. British embassy officials were apparently spotted as they walked past it while downloading data onto a palm-top computer. One was seen to kick the device because it malfunctioned, and another was seen to pick up the football-sized rock and take it away. They make good spies, but anyway, I've got inside information. This is what really happened.
Good morning, Agent Leslie. 003.5 here. As you know, our mission to broadcast Edgy in the Morning across Eastern Europe has failed. The rock containing the transmitter dropped in Moscow by our operative Edgy is now in the hands of the Russian Secret Service. The Ruskies have blamed the Yanks, so we're ordering Edgy to pull out until the dust settles. This message will not self-destruct in 5 seconds. That's Mission Impossible. A completely different soundtrack. 003.5 out.
So that's what really happened. You see, now you know. It failed, though, with Edgy broadcasting across Europe.
Welcome, one and all, to the 2006 Devon County Show. Down at the Tesco Livestock Arena, the Beef Interbreed, sponsored by NatWest's final round of judging, has just been completed. There seems to be some delay in awarding the winning rosette to young farmer Edgy and his prized bullock, Black Thunder. Apparently, they're having trouble deciphering which breeds the fine-looking beast consists of. Should have an answer for you later today, and we'll report back as soon as we do. Welcome back, everyone, to the 2006 Devon County Show. Upon closer inspection of young farmer Edgy's prize-winning interbreed bullock, it has been discovered that the beast was no less than one Colin Leslie, dressed in one of Edgy's old pantomime cow costumes, thus rendering a disqualification and withdrawal of the winner's rosette. Not all bad news, though, as the pair still get to keep the cup that the Dog Obedience Assault Course won earlier in the day, as mongrels are still eligible to participate in said event.
So Edgy's on holiday all this week, day two, but where is he?
And now, following in the footsteps of Phileas Fogg, it's the man himself in Around the World in Edgy Days.
Hello, matey. Oh, very excited today, Colin. I'm back in New Zealand, and I'm off bungee jumping.
Right then, Keith, let's get Edgy strapped on, buddy.
No worries, he's locked on good and proper, mate.
Ooh, do you do many jumps off this bridge, mate?
Not me personally, mate, but loads of you deaf tourists do.
Oh, this looks mighty high from up here.
Right then, just keep your arms by your side and you'll be fine, Edgy.
Are you sure this is safe?
No worries, buddy.
Oh, well, here goes nothing. Geronimo!
Oi, Keith. You did remember to tie the other end of the bungee rope to the bridge, didn't you, buddy?
Oh, Strew, I'm getting out of here, Kenny.
Could somebody call me an ambulance?
On the show now, Mike Hannock. He's from my local garage. Obviously heard that I had problems the other day with diesel going in my water tank in my camper van. Bit of a mistake. Here he is.
Don't panic, it's Mike Hannock, your local garage here, Edgy. Just been checking over your camper. Oh, tut tut tut, it's gonna cost you. One careful lady owner, my foot. Oh, no, no, no. Looks like it's been driven by a boy racer. I'm not promising output, leave it with me and I'll look at it 2 weeks next Tuesday. Oh, don't worry about the diesel in the drinking water tank, Edgy. You'll get much more mileage than you do drinking Evian. Only problem is it makes the tea taste blooming nasty, mind you. I'll give you a call when it's done, son, but don't hold your breath.
Edgy in the Morning, it's Gemini FM. Still to come, we'll check through the morning papers. And Kids Clues is on the way after this one from the Scissor Sisters.